Blog Talk Radio.
BL, this the one?
Nobody.
We all get caught in our own sins.
Nobody.
Sometimes I have to remind myself that on my worst day,
nobody.
I live like somebody on their grave. And so do you.
Ooh.
Don't let your demons take you to hell. Introduce them to heaven.
Gangster. Niggas go to jail.
You see it?
Make it into heaven. Ooh, so make it into hell.
I know I do.
Nobody wanna lose. Nobody wanna fail. Nobody wanna die.
DC3.
Nobody wanna care. Just save it. Just to make it. Ooh, and nobody wanna lose. Nobody wanna fail. Nobody wanna die. Ooh, we're just trying to live our lives.
Yeah, yeah. Look, I got homies in the ground. Skeleton and bones. And niggas doing life, they ain't never coming home. They said I wouldn't make it. I never see the throne. And my baby mama hate me, cause she said I did it wrong. Cause I left to chase my dream. Did it any means? I said that I'd be back, she wasn't listening to me. That back and forth arguing was getting in between. I said fuck them other niggas, I go get it with my team. If we all grind, we all shine, fuck a part time. I used to play the block early morning in the dark time. Now it's G5 flights, fuck a depart time. It was hard times, nigga, now it's all time. Just take a look at my life, rapping brought me back to life. Cause I was in them streets, my heart was cold as a pack of ice. Every night we strapping like we was in Iraq to fight. Cause niggas getting murdered for a block that do a stack of knife. Whoa, I gotta make it home to my son. On them papers with a firm hold on his gun. Before I snitch, they gotta burn a hole in my tongue. Give me 100 years and a hole on the sun. And boiling water, in the world of no order. In the hood of no loyalty, ain't a word for your daughter. Ain't a life for your brother, on a life for my mother. I'ma get the fan right, nigga, you damn right.
Niggas go to college, niggas go to jail. Some make it into heaven, ooh, some make it into hell.
These niggas know I've been iced out, hopping out of shit.
Know.
Right now, I'm praying for my son to get the scholarship.
Uh-huh.
A nice university, one of these black colleges. Far as the hood go, I acknowledge it. But whoever ain't a snake's usually a follower.
Heard me.
Luckily, I can tell a difference. My man coming home, my other man getting sentenced. Soft niggas usually send the hate through the bitches.
Yo.
Jealous Instagram niggas hating on your pictures. We dream chasing, y'all niggas walking behind wishes. Without working for it, not often you find riches.
Uh-uh.
Some niggas find coffins, others just find ditches.
Yo.
Just ask around about the militia, they malicious. D-block, finish that and cop more dope. Ha, I'm 2-stroke, you 4-stroke. If you got enough cigars, we can all smoke.
Light it.
Ain't nothing all good when you all broke.
Nothing.
So we can never be equal.
Never.
Never bite the hand that'll feed you.
Never.
Never fear a man if he bleed too.
Never.
Some niggas need a headshot, some niggas need two. Play it sweet in these streets and they'll leave you. You can't see the devil, you see through.
Niggas go to college. Niggas go to jail. Some make it into heaven. Ooh, some make it into hell.
Just to make it through. Ooh.
damn, I should be a fucking singer. Angry Bastard Radio. Station that doesn't speak in motherfucking mind. In the building, we got L.E. Sleazy E. What's up, Sleazy?
Shit.
Are you masturbating or exercising?
No, I'm getting up off the bed.
Lazy bastard.
Like all types of damn popcorn and shit. My back is all jacked up.
Yo, tonight's show, late night Saturday chat with the gods, nigga. Conversation about
everyday. Where my little June June at? Where my June June?
Little June June? Where June June you talking about?
Hey,
you talking
opinion?
About your mom. Your mom's in a tuck right now. I'm not letting out the basement because she goes in on all my hood niggas.
Okay.
Actually, all my outside niggas, really.
I mean, yeah, that's enough.
Nah, but June June, she stunted. I mean, but you know that's the history of Angry Bastard Radio. Niggas be stunting. Maybe, you know, she realized.
I'm there.
I'm there. No, I'm there. Yo, I'm going to be part of the top, but I'm there. Fuck out of here.
Yeah, I'm a
I guess she wasn't built for the,
I'm going to hold you down.
Yo, maybe she's like, yo, nigga, I ain't getting paid, so you know what? I ain't getting on that motherfucking show.
She's probably getting some buns.
I don't blame you. Huh?
I said she's either getting some buns or she's creating a rap. Maybe she's creating a rap right now.
Yeah, she might be. Conversation about the everyday BS about men and women when it comes to lies and searching for the truth. And the do's and don'ts of all types of relationships from wifey to side chick. Tonight's show is featuring Trap House. Well, was featuring Trap House, Battle League, Mulatto Black, GQ myself, Sleazy E, and Six Fizzle, who's in the Matrix right now. Don't miss out on the angriest station in the nation tonight, March 14th, 2015, from 11:30 p.m. to 12 midnight, live. Click to listen or call up to show love or add a comment at 773-897-3962. We actually have a caller. Shut the fuck up and go back to work. Or get back to work before I get you beaten.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, the fuck is. We got ShopRite Jen in the building.
Oh. Oh,
can you guys hear me?
ShopRite.
Can you hear me, though?
No, we just can hear you.
Oh, shut up. I've been saying hello for the last 10 minutes, and I didn't hear shit back. So I was like, what the fuck?
You wildin' my.
First of all, I had to unmute you. So since I unmuted you, now we can talk.
Okay, next time do that the first time I tuned in then, okay?
All right. So we're going to start because this is only a 30-minute segment. It's crazy. I tried to make it 2 hours, but my credit card wasn't being taken, maybe because there was no money on it.
Damn, we couldn't even go out.
They said
the
first month was free.
How much is it? How much is it per month?
If we was going to go out, you was going to pay for it. I mean, it's 2015.
Oh, me?
Negroes don't pay no more. Fuck that. I'm standing up for the fellas.
Negroes
men, we don't pay in 2015.
Let me tell you something. They go half and half. So you do your part, we do our part too. You know what I'm saying? But if we let you, we'll be
How about this? How about this? How about you pay your half and you pay 25% of my 50?
Oh, come on.
Is that
now
possible? So if my bill, if the bill comes out to 40, you pay
30. 20? Yeah,
and
I got you, homie. I got you, boo. I got
that's
you.
Some fucking bullshit, man. First of all, when it comes down to it, I know we got to stay focused, but when it comes down to it, brothers is probably laying more pipe than chicks are throwing vagina out. If you think about it. Let's just think about it for a second. Let's say we go.
And you know what? That's
friends,
very true. Even if they're married. They are.
Yeah, but still, like, a lot of women don't put in no fucking work. Y'all just lay there and take it. So he means that I gotta pay for your meal or pay half for your meal?
Excuse me, y'all must be fucking with the wrong chick, because you know I put in work. Please believe me.
I don't know that.
I mean,
I don't know that either. But at the end of the day,
I would like to know.
I'm talking to G.
Oh, you're not talking to me? Okay.
Well, G knows shit, but, you know what I mean?
The brother.
That would be great. I mean,
he's scared anyway.
But a lot of chicks out here don't put in work.
I put in work,
so,
and you know that.
I mean, so.
Yeah, shut up.
Well, you know, hopefully after the show I can find out. Because my dick is dying in the Sahara Sand, the Sahara Desert, or Safari Desert, or whatever.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, you are a, what do you say you are?
Who, me?
No, not you. I don't care about you. No, I'm talking to the lady.
Oh, ShopRite Jen, on a scale from 1 to 10, what would you rate yourself?
I will rate myself as a 9.
That no, I'm not talking about you. I don't care about you. I'm talking about that thing.
20.
Whoa, hold on. A 20 on a scale from 1 to 100.
Oh,
you said
1 to 1,000.
I said 20. You said 1 to 10. I said 20.
That I'm talking about
on
that thing.
Scale,
oh, wow.
That
well,
thing
if you're
is,
talking about 1 to 100, okay. If you're talking about 1 to 100, then it's like 200, okay.
Oh God!
Please,
oh,
ask
God.
Your brother. He knows what it is.
Oh, I'm gonna have to check your. Yes, I have no brothers, but I'm going to have to check that resume real quick.
Please,
but,
you even gotta look at
my resume. And I'm gonna need your Medicaid card. I mean, I need that.
Oh, Negro, I don't have a Medicaid card. I have Blue Cross Blue Shield.
I don't have one either. I was hoping to borrow yours so I can go get my teeth done with.
Really, I'll put you down if you need to go to the doctors. It's all good. I got you.
And you got any stamps? You got any stamps? Or know anybody that has any stamps? Remember, hold on. If anybody out there selling stamps, GQ wants some stamps. Holler at me.
Holler at you. I got friends that do. Why you need some?
Yeah, I need some food stamps,
bro. Huh? Through hard times. Is that what it is?
Yeah, times is real rough.
No, I'm going to. Let me correct that. I'm going to through great times.
I can take care of you. It's all good.
I just don't want to spend my money.
I got you. Okay.
I just don't want to spend my money. So I'd rather spend someone else's.
Oh, so you'd rather spend my money?
Just American way.
Nah, I mean, all right. All right, so let's get to it. What's the difference between a wifey and a side chick?
Get here,
who holds more power?
Of course,
you know,
the wifey.
I'm trying, man. I got
because
you, man. I gotta stay focused. The old shows on some dumb shit.
The man is never gonna leave his wifey. Just like he's never gonna leave his side piece. Just like the side piece is never gonna leave the man with the wife. Because that's what they do. They used to it. They cool with it, and they accept that. That's why they do that. And the dick must be that good.
I'm saying, but the question is, who holds more power, the wifey?
I just told you. I said the wifey does. It's the wifey.
How do you figure that?
Because the wifey has the house, has the car, has the money, has the credit card. The jump off has whatever the man gives her. She doesn't have like credit cards or house or a car, nothing like that. She just fucking him. And she good with that because obviously, like I said, the dick must be good. So she ain't leaving. And I know plenty of people that been in relationships like that and they stay with their side chick and they wifey and they cool with it. And nobody says nothing to nobody. And it's good.
Mm-hmm. All right, hold on. We got a caller. All right, you hold on right quick. Let me get there. I don't know if this is a man or a woman or a shim. I mean, it might be a shim. I mean, we accept shims. I'm just not fucking with them, but, you know. Caller, you're on the air.
It's okay. That was okay.
Oh, Mulatto fucking Black in the building.
What's What's up with you?
Hey, shit. I'm sorry. Oh, here we go, man. This nigga always, nigga, the first show back and this nigga on some dirtbag shit you talking about.
No, I didn't even say anything. See, you got to go be cautious, Sam. I didn't even say nothing.
Yeah.
Lana Black, how you doing,
Lana
Black?
What's up? How are you?
I'm excellent. I can't complain.
I'm glad to hear that.
What's the story? You want to introduce yourself to the people?
We're gonna get right to it. Fuck the
phone.
Let's
introduce yourself to the people, man.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, you do your thing. My bad. Go ahead, Mulatto Black. Introduce yourself.
You was talking to me? Okay. Yo, Queen of the Trap, Black Omen, Trap House Jersey. It's your girl. That's it.
Jersey
that was
in the
it.
Building. All right.
Okay.
So, what's your thoughts on who has more weight? The side chick or the wifey?
Who has more weight?
Yeah.
It depends on the situation. If a wife is not in the know, then it would be the side chick because she holds power to destroy what he has at home. If everyone is in the know, it's the wife because she has the benefits.
Mm-hmm. That's what
my answer.
Ginger said. She said the same exact thing. But I feel as though the side chick, I mean, 9 times out of 10, a nigga that has a side chick, he ain't letting the wife know that he got a side chick. That would defeat the purpose of her being a side chick.
Sad.
So, it's like, I feel as though the side chick has way more power because she
side
could fuck his whole situation up.
Side chick has no
power.
She could. She has no power.
But exactly.
No
I don't
power.
Think it's not that kind of power. No, she doesn't get birthdays. She doesn't get holidays. She doesn't get any of that. She doesn't get the bills paid. I mean, she may. She may get a T-Mobile bill here and there, some shit.
Yeah.
She's not getting what the wife has. Bitch might get some Malaysian version shit, you know. That's about it.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know how long he has to pay for that if the side chick decides to expose it? He's going to be paying forever.
Yeah, he is going to be paying for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So now, I guess the next question is, has anyone ever had a side chick or dude?
I haven't.
Oh, no one's going to answer that, huh? I guess both of y'all aren't really.
I'm not a cheater.
Never in your life you've never fucked with someone on the side. Never.
I have had prospects. I've had some front runners. But
mm-hmm.
I've never had a whole, you know. Not while I was in a monogamous
and what about
relationship.
You? All right. What about you, Sleazy E?
Side chicks? I stay with a side chick.
Jump off, whatever, all that shit.
I stay with a jump off.
You gotta keep him in the tuck. You never know.
Yeah, round the clock. You never know. Before I put hands on my girl, I go to my side chick. You know what I'm saying? That's what you gotta do, man.
Well, nigga.
It's either you put hands. I'm either gonna put hands on you or I'm gonna, you know,
mm-hmm.
massage you. You know what I'm saying?
But see, the thing about it is, a side chick to me is a great situation because first of all, let's keep it 100. If your relationship is going sour, you really should just break up with whoever the fuck you're with. Right, there's really no need for a side chick because a nigga like me.
What happened to working on it? Like, what happened to fixing it? Just break up. Just that's it. Just fuck it. Throw it away. Don't fix it.
I mean,
don't repair it. Don't work on it. That's the problem right there. People are too comfortable jumping from bed to bed to bed, from person to person to person, that you can't even fix shit when it starts going wrong.
Yeah.
I got a question. What if you stretch a rubber band 100 times in a row? Eventually, it breaks. You can't put a rubber band back together. So sometimes that's how relationships are. You just patch it and try to work it out and fix it and all this dumb shit. And before you know it, you're like, you know what? I just wasted a year of my life a day of my life, a month of my life.
Patience
I'm good. I'm going
virtue.
To the next one.
You don't build with a person with the intention of walking away if it doesn't work. Like,
mm-hmm.
you don't see people married for 40 and 50 years anymore. It's like, I've been married 4 times. What? As opposed to one person you went to hell and back with and you've been with for an eternity. Crazy.
I blame it on hip hop.
Right. Loving hip hop.
Loving
like
hip hop.
Blame it on that.
Fucking
blame it on that.
Like that.
Blame it on Ratchet. Blame it on fake asses.
It's true. They got
word. Fake
here,
asses, fake boobs. I blame it on that shit.
Mm-hmm. The standards that you bastards want us to.
The bastards want what?
I said the standards that you bastards want us to live up to. Ridiculous.
I mean, what standards would that be?
Thick, perverted. Shameless.
I mean, come on now. I mean, put like this. Wait, since we're going to take it there, look, is it too much to ask for, quote unquote, everyone, cover your ears, because this is rated PG-13. Is it a problem to ask for a sloppy head game, like spit everywhere?
Absolutely not. Is it a problem to say, get your pubic hairs out of the fucking bathroom tub before I have to take a shower or put the toilet seat down or, like,
nah.
don't gawk at a woman in front of me?
Nah. I mean, that's easy. I manscape on a regular basis anyway, so I got baby nuts. So I'm good over there.
I can't tell you. Mine's looking great out in these streets, too. I can't report. Mine's looking great out.
Oh, you manscape as well, my friend?
Come on, fam. You already know, man. I look like a man.
Hold on. Call that. I wouldn't know, but, you know, I understand.
So, let's go. I think it should be mandatory in a relationship.
What, to manscape or to give a sloppy blowjob?
Both.
Or both?
Both.
You're absolutely right. But see, let me guess. Well, let me guess. I already know. But for radio, let me guess. Are you a Scorpio?
Of course.
Who's a Scorpio?
What does that have to do with it? What does that have to do with it?
It has a lot to do with it.
You're nasty.
No, Scorpios are nasty. A good nasty.
I don't know what you mean
by
that.
Yeah, y'all go the extra mile to do whatever. Like, y'all get it rocking in a good way.
Everybody doesn't deserve that, though. Let's clarify something. Everybody doesn't deserve that. Okay? Everybody doesn't deserve that.
Well, yeah, you're right. Not everybody.
If you deserve it, yes, absolutely. You should go above and beyond. It should be everything. You don't deserve it? No. That's where that working together comes in. Because you have to earn shit like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, Virgos definitely deserve it, considering the fact they were compatible. But, I feel you on that one.
Nasty.
I mean, you got to work up to this.
Yeah, you Virgos are interesting creatures. Interesting creatures.
Yes. Yes, we are. That's a rub on my chest. Oh, man.
And feel your fresh manscape.
Yeah, manscape.
That's too much.
Shit. Yeah, but I mean, but see, it's crazy because I asked a chick the other day. I said, yo, you know, if you give head, is it like regular or is it sloppy? She's like, oh, ew, no. I can never do strings of spit everywhere. I said, what? You need to live a little.
But that's where, see, this is my thing with men. Here we go again. You're so damn judgmental. Maybe instead of asking a woman a question like that, you introduce it to her. Turn her on to it. Don't judge her for it. That's how women become introverted and they have all these limits and they're not uninhibited sexually. When you do shit like that, when men do things like that.
So, hold on.
I mean, yeah, you got a point.
So you're saying introduce her to it instead of doing what? Instead of talking? What do we...
Like, what do you do? Like, as she's branding me off, just be like, yo, I want you to, like, just spit on my dick.
No, maybe that's
like,
what you should do to her.
I ain't doing that shit.
No, maybe that's what you should do to her. Who says you have to discuss it? You got to get her in the bed first. Then once you get her in,
yeah,
you introduce her to things. You know, you get her comfortable, you get her open, then you introduce her to the good shit. The hog spit.
I mean, there's another way that you do so, just push her down a little too hard and she all over your shit. But that's a little bit too much torture. Like, you might not want to do that.
I actually like that.
No, it's great
money.
They
have videos on
that.
I saw
chick.
One of those videos that was devastating. I was scarred. Like, that's real shit. Like what you just said, I saw that. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, my coworker showed me all day, and that was
mm-hmm.
one of them that we saw. We were watching.
What
I was like,
see?
Wow.
What did you see? Can you describe it to us?
It was exactly what he just said, and it was gagging her repeatedly
mm-hmm.
until she threw up several times.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, let's go. Let's go.
Oh, what, gagging her? What would she be being gagged with? What was she being gagged with?
Cock and balls.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. No, I need her to say it. Go ahead. I'm listening.
No, I don't
want to
say
bad,
it.
My bad.
I'm sorry.
That's
so,
okay.
Can you be more descriptive?
I can. It was so long ago. I just remember I was devastated, and I'm like, I didn't know who got the enjoyment out of it.
A black guy and a white guy and a black girl. What was it?
It was a guy and a girl. I want to say it was a white girl and it was a white guy.
Okay, all right. Okay.
And you
didn't find anything enjoyable about the scene?
Unfortunately, I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your limit?
That doesn't
sound exciting. That's my limit right there.
Okay.
That crosses it.
All right. I could dig it.
Nigga, what's your limit? That's the question. What's your limit?
Mine?
Because I'm willing to go. I have a certain limit too, but what's your limit?
Put it like this. I haven't found my limit yet. Holla at me. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about?
Okay. Would you let a woman?
No good.
A woman.
No good. Don't even.
Take her.
No good.
Take.
No.
You
no
already.
Good.
You already know where I'm going. You already
know
where I'm going.
No good.
Would you let a woman?
No good.
Stick her tongue in the crevice of your ass.
No. Fuck the crevice. All the way in.
That's no good, right?
Why? What's wrong with that?
No. Don't answer the question because the nigga has an answer.
No. Yeah. I'm depending on the way she answers. That's why I'm like this. Yeah, that's no good, right? And she's like, "What's wrong with that?"
No,
like,
we got
okay.
No, son. We got 90 seconds to be live, yo. No, go ahead, do your thing. I'm gonna see if it's like the old show where you can just continue on and it won't be live no more, but it's still recording. If it bangs on us, then fuck them niggas. They done updated their system. But if it doesn't, we in there. Continue. What's acceptable and what's not acceptable?
Well, like she said, you know, what's wrong with that, you know? Right?
I agree. I don't see anything wrong with it.
Yeah, I don't think
so. So what you're saying is that you personally, if you say you messing with some dude and y'all been together for years, like, oh, dang, this is definitely husband material. You're
right.
Saying that you would enter a man's butthole with your tongue.
Yeah, of course. What are you saying that she would do it again? She would do it again.
Okay.
Again.
I don't see anything wrong with it. I think I'm
okay.
Uninhibited. My line from me is when it becomes like gross.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Like, guys do it. Now, if I come home and you're like on your knees, like, come and get me. There's something's wrong. We're not doing that every day. Like, no. Every now and then, it's nothing wrong with that.
I could dig it. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. Have I done it before?
Maybe.
Yes.
Maybe. Maybe yes.
So, will you do it?
To female?
Cut off.
No.
No.
Will you allow for it to be done to you?
Hold on. My man just called
you.
I think she's talking to me, but hold on real quick. We got cut off because 30 minutes went by, but we're still recording, so we're Gucci. But my man, before we got cut off, he wanted me to ask Mulatto Black, he said, what's the furthest she had a finger in her butt?
Yeah, that's a great question. I haven't.
You haven't?
No.
Only you haven't done these.
No, the question for me, no. I would not let, and I've been told by this nigga and somebody else that it's the best feeling in the world, but if you ask for it, you're 110% mo.
Listen.
Yes.
So don't ask for it. Let it happen. But I can't picture myself getting sucked off and then all of a sudden just feeling something in my asshole like that. I would snap. Like, yo,
you know,
whoa, chill.
That's like, you know, what's the word for it? It's not your colon. It's your prostate. When it arouses your prostate, you ejaculate. Like, there has to be some kind of satisfaction.
Yeah, it's actually scary. It's scary. It's scary good, man. It is.
Is it scary good?
Yeah, it's scary good. It's like sneaky gay, but it's scary good. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Hold on,
let me see if
I can still unmute somebody. I have to ask this question. Or is the system going to be gay? Is that right, Jen?
Yes.
I thought she was there already.
Can you hear me?
Nah, she was on mute. Yeah.
Why was she on mute?
No wonder
because
y'all can't hear me.
Am I
on mute?
Why was you on mute?
Yeah, the system only allows when it's free, quote unquote. I only can download 3 songs.
So you know
and
what?
Then
I've
tell
been
me,
talking,
oh,
and I'm wondering why y'all ain't hearing me. I'm talking, and nobody's listening. I'm like, damn, what the fuck? They just not paying me no attention.
I was wondering what happened.
All right, the question is, yeah, the question is, would you let a man put his tongue in the crevice, well, in your butthole? And
of
have
course.
You ever had a finger in your ass? Man, we got 2 freaks on the phone.
Would you let a girl do that to you?
No, hell no.
What
you know crazy?
Though?
I had anal sex one time and I had a bad experience.
You didn't want to let that girl do it to you, is what you're saying, though, right?
You want sloppy top and all of that, but you can't.
For
30 seconds. See, this is what I'm saying. You're making it so that
no,
she
no,
can't
no, no,
be
no, hold on. Don't
uninhibited.
Don't get me wrong. I'll lick butt. I might even, depending on how horny I am, you might even find my tongue deeply in your ass. But
why not?
To the point where I'll probably be licking the food before it turns into shit. What?
That's pretty good. Pretty good.
Nothing's going down on me.
But see,
I don't understand why.
You'll let a girl do it to you, but you won't do it to them, right? Is that what you're saying?
No. I'll eat a girl's ass. She's not eating my ass.
Okay, what if she does that to you and you like it?
Yeah, but it's the only way that it can be tried is if you try it and if I let it go, but I wouldn't let it go because that's just some weird, like it's weird.
Well,
like,
if you in the
mood
and you feel you're gonna let anything go with it because you feeling it at that time. So therefore,
legs straight up in the air.
They're gonna be like, it's gonna feel so good. They're gonna be like,
legs.
Oh. Shit.
Great up in
there. Do some shit to me, and I don't even know what
it's
it was, but that shit was good.
He's gonna be on his knees, holding the cheek open.
See,
Exactly.
Like, come get it.
Throw them both cheeks open like, yeah. Come on, girl. Like,
only one. You want to leave something to the imagination.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. Maybe when I get older. I'm at 34, and I'm not really ready to experience that yet. I'm sorry.
How old are you,
though? I'm already stressing because before you know it, I'm going to get my prostate checked.
How old are you,
G? I don't know what the fuck that age is.
G, how old are you?
I'm 34.
Oh, okay. So you're about right there. You good.
When are you supposed to get your ass checked? What age?
I think 30. I think you're past the ass checking age. Like,
No, I think it's like
30. You're in dire need of an ass check.
Yeah.
It's when?
I would go get it checked just in case.
Exactly.
Because I think you're going to get some action coming up.
Bullshit, man. They don't push my Social Security back. How come they can't push that back? Shit. When I retire, I'm going to be 95 now. How the fuck they can't push it back to 95? Yo, Sleazy, you got your ass checked?
But would you be opposed to a finger in the ass? Like, what if she just catches you off guard in the midst of head and boom?
Yeah.
Yo, I'm...
See, nah,
I might, this is exactly what's going to happen. I'm probably going to giggle, and I'm going to, yo, chill.
He said giggle.
Nah, I'm good.
But, yo, after that, yo, they're going to like it. They're going to be like, oh, shit, that shit feels so good, yo. Oh, my God, please believe it.
Yeah, but see, at the end of the day, it's like, if it starts with a finger, then it's a vibrator. And then it's from a vibrator to, yo, man, yo,
that's
sure,
even better.
Come on. I got my dude over my ass.
Though. Because the girl's going to put
even
you
better.
On to it. Exactly.
You know what it is?
Girl's gonna put
I'm
you
afraid.
On to it. Please believe.
I'm scared.
You're afraid that you'll like
I'm
it.
I'm afraid that I'm going to like it. You're
right.
Right?
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah.
Listen,
mm-hmm.
that comes with your sexual security. You have to man up and bend over.
Exactly. Don't think about that. Okay, it's not a man because it's a... pretty ass email, okay, that's doing this shit, first and foremost.
Right.
Yeah.
That's like, you know what it is? That's so sensitive that it's to the point where it's like moaning
yeah,
like a
it's
bitch.
So sensitive. Excuse me, that
like,
is gas. And you'll probably just come off of that alone because that shit feels so good.
It is that sensitive. You definitely will be like a little bitch.
Exactly.
Calling like
yeah,
duty girl.
I
never thought I'd like it.
It's scary good. It's scary good.
Mm-hmm. I'm good on
But once somebody just tries it and you in the mood and you're doing it, that shit hits everything off. Like, everything is like, oh, my God. That
yeah,
shit
it's like
so
another
good.
World kind of
exactly. Exactly.
Okay, so yeah. What happens when you do it, right? Let's say you find a dude and you actually, you know, you get him into that shit. What if from now on he's like, yo, man, I just want you to eat my ass. Just come over and eat my ass. Eat my ass. I want my
the
ass.
The thing about that is, let me tell
and
you.
And of course you're going to, of course.
No, it's not that.
Of course you're going to be like, you know what, nah.
I ain't eating shit.
Nah.
But if we married, we together, we've been together for so long, yeah, I'll do that. That's just not like an everyday thing that women do. Hell no.
So what you're saying?
Yeah, stop.
So what you're saying is
going to at some point. At some point, you're going to say, "Do that thing that you did to me before." It's inevitable.
No.
It's inevitable. I can't front though. It's just something super sexy about a guy that clinches up and, you know, put you in a headlock, like, don't fucking do it. It's that sexy, too, that
yeah.
just will not accept it, and they
that
jump up and say,
so good. Yes. Oh, my God.
Right.
I could only imagine. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if I can call my nigga one word. Hold on.
You guys like that shit, huh?
She said, you